to the country where
and
it's very
it's not old-fashioned British English. Mm-hmm. I mean, genteel English is often, without a doubt, in 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know when suddenly often has become standard BBC.
Mm-hmm. If you are wanted to agree with someone and he says, I'm not going to do that, and you say, blank, am I?
Neither.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By the way, forehead.
Yes.
A lot of people in New Orleans do
say... That is
say,
the next item. How
do
you
say
know
forehead.
That?
I can read your mind.
Oh. Just memorize the questionnaire.
Quite possible. I wasn't conscious that I was, mm-hmm. but I might have a slightly photographic memory mm-hmm. in the spot sometimes.
I've been skipping around some, though. I've been going pretty straightforwardly. The barber would cut your...
Cut my hands.
And
you'll hear that now. It's going to New Orleans.
You
cut
would
my
say.
Hands. No, I cut my hair.
And a man would grow a
beard.
And this would be my
earlobe.
The whole thing is
over
my
ear.
Which one?
The left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And this is my
mouth. My grandmother always said years, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
My the one with the English education.
A tie around your
neck.
And you swallow down your.
Your food, your spittle, your...
The part of your body that it goes down, the food
goes down your throat.
Mm-hmm. What's the part that sticks out on a man?
Adam's apple.
Is there another name for that?
No.
Is a goozle an Adam's apple, or do you know the term?
Not common to me.
Okay.
I've heard it.
The dentist would look at your...
Teeth.
And he would fill one...
Tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth. Or
the gums.
And
I had a dentist there who was New Orleanian who always said, let's examine your gums. He had gone to school in Memphis. I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
This part of your hand is
the palm.
And this is a...
Fist.
You have two...
Fists.
And any place where you bend is a...
Joint.
This part of a man would be his...
Chest.
And these are your...
Shoulders.
Your one...
whole
thing.
Hand.
And two...
Hands.
And this is your...
A leg.
And at the bottom
or leg sometimes.
At the bottom is your...
foot.
And you have two...
Feet.
And the front part of the leg that bruises is your...
Shin.
And if you get down like this, you say you're getting down on your...
No, hunkers is not our... Not one of ours.
What would you say?
What do I say, I think? I'm down... Not on all fours, certainly. I'm bending down, stooping, crouching.
Mm-hmm.
Crouching, I guess.
But what would you call that portion of your anatomy that you're down on?
Then the buttocks hasn't quite reached the ground when you're crouching.
Mm-hmm.
When you say hunkering,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel that the person is actually squatting on the ground, Indian style?
Touching the ground?
Yeah.
I
mean,
don't
is, he
think
touch,
so.
Is he touching the ground with his buttocks?
To me, squatting and hunkering are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although there may be fine shades of meaning that are not...
One of my aunts married an Anglo-Saxon who used to be exposed to a lot of French from his in-laws and so on, and he'd try to be funny. And he'd walk in and he'd say, squat toi là, which is his version of a squat toi là. Sit down there, in other words. No, hunker is not ours. Squat is.
Mm-hmm. If someone had been sick for a while, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little...
We often use the word cagou, which is French.
Meaning?
well, not well.
Mm-hmm.
Not specifically with any visible illness, but looking
mm-hmm.
funny, looking odd. Especially, though, I mean, when a child is sickening, that would be the most common word. You know,
mm-hmm.
la cagou. That's in French, but we would say he has a cagou look about him in English, too.
Mm-hmm.
But a person who is recovering, an adult, let us say, who's recovering from an illness, I don't suppose we would say that too often.